49 past the hour. It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
As you know, Morning Sedition has a staffer who lives in the strange right-wing world of our president. And this week, he will be doing a series of special reports from Iraq. And now on the phone, here's Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls live from the Green Zone in Baghdad. Good morning, Lawton. So how are you making out? Is it hot enough for you?
115 degrees. Doesn't bother me a bit. Folks are already calling me Lawton of Arabia. I'm a natural desert dweller, Mark, part Bedouin. The sun does my bidding.
So what, are you in an air-conditioned room, aren't you?
What's your point? I'm a foreign correspondent on assignment for one day, and already you're trying to spin this thing.
All right. Listen up. Okay, Mr. Foreign Correspondent, what have you been doing in Iraq?
As you know, Mark, I'm here on the Truth Tour. Uh-huh. Me and a bunch of us right-wing radio talk show hosts are here to report the truth about America's glorious progress in Iraq with all the negative sour grapes from you liberal media surrender money.
All right. The Truth Tour. Now, come on, Lawton. Did you know this whole thing was organized by a right-wing public relations firm who works on conservative political campaigns, my friend?
Well, we are out in public. I mean, that's a no-brainer. You get an expert.
No. What I'm saying is this is a totally phony trip, micromanaged by the military and designed to prop up Bush's horrible poll numbers. Come on. This is worse than propaganda. This is like a Hollywood junket for Spider-Man or something. I'll bet you haven't even left your room yet, have you?
Well, if you want to split hairs about it, no. But this is a fact-finding mission, Mark. Uh-huh. And let me tell you, the reporting up to now has been a complete disconnect with what I'm seeing with my own eyes here in Iraq.
All right, your own eyes guy.
Making it.
All right, okay, so what about unemployment? I hear it's at like 27% there. That's like incredible. What did you find out about it, truth teller?
All the Iraqis around the compound here seem busy enough. They've been getting us stuff, serving us dinner, cleaning up. No unemployment problem here. You got to cut through so much left-wing bias to even talk to you.
Okay, my friend, Mr. Foreign Correspondent.
Thank
Iraqi
you.
Medical officials say lack of clean water and sewage and the resulting waterborne illnesses continue to be a big problem in many parts of the country. What have your keen powers of observation revealed to you since being in country there, Lawton?
I will confess, I have had explosive diarrhea ever since I got over here, but I'm sure I got that in New York. I mean, the water here is just fine. I've been drinking it all the time. It's kind of gritty. It's got some texture, but I like it.
Just curious there, Edward R. Murrow, how much Arabic do you speak?
Well, I had to learn the word for toilet right away. You know, and they're beautiful toilets, the nicest marble I've ever seen. President George W. two-term mandate Bush has clearly turned this place around toilet-wise.
Wait, buddy, you're not going to do any real reporting. You know that, right?
Well, if by reporting, you mean we're not going to be like those creepy hotel journalists from the mainstream media slinking around in hotel bars, drinking and cribbing other writers' notes and clips so they don't have to go out and cover the real war. We're going to get out there and report. I promise you that. Nose to nose with the Iraqis. Boots on the ground. Fair and balanced.
All right, dude. Good. Look,
boots on the ground.
Hey, look, Lawton, you know what Al Franken said. Right?
Well.
And you remember he's been over to Iraq to perform for the troops, so he knows his stuff.
Oh, yes, Mark. I keep a little red book of his quotations with me at all times.
He said, if they think that the military is going to let something happen to them while they're over there, come on. That's how stupid these people are. They think they can walk around and talk to shopkeepers. They don't realize how dangerous it is over there. What was that?
Fireworks, Mark. The Army PR fellas told us the locals are so happy now that President George W. two-term's mandate Bush has liberated them, they shoot off fireworks all the time.
Dude, Lawton, those aren't fireworks. Oh, man. Lawton, are you okay, Lawton? Lawton.
Mark?
Yeah?
I've been under the bed for 2 days. When I'm not on the toilet. Fireworks my ass. This place is a hellhole. Nothing worse. Explosions all the time. The soldiers all have that worried look on their face. I thought New York was bad. That was nothing. This does not look like we are winning, Mark.
Oh, man.
This doesn't look like... And the other radio people hate me. They say, I'm in my way. You're stupid. Get out. It's so hot.
Oh, no. I'm sorry,
freaking
buddy.
Hot. Come and get me, Mark, please. I'd like to go home now.
I don't think so. I don't think you can, buddy.
Please.
Just try to take it easy, all right? Try
please.
To keep your head down, all right? Think about something else. Just take some deep breaths. That'll help.
Can I think about show tune?
Yeah, whatever works, buddy. Whatever works. This is sad. I can't even figure out what song that is. I'm actually worried about it. You all right? You okay, buddy?
You know, journalism's easy, Mark. You just got to have integrity and ask the right questions.
All right. Okay. Yeah, sure. All right. Goodbye, Lawton. Stay safe in Iraq, all right?
Well, thank you for that, Mark. I'll call you tomorrow with some more good news. God loves you. Deal with it.
All right, all right, all right, Lawton. It's amazing, though. He's out in Iraq. He's going to keep in touch with us, and he's on the Truth Tour. Obviously, he's not going as well as he thought it was going to be. But
not hardly.